Father, I thank you, Lord, as we gather again around the word of God, the spirit of God moving, swirling, and just can feel a feeling of the spirit even here today. We know it's going to rain, Lord. It is going to rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain coming. He had a rushing of a mighty wind. Lord, let the floodgates open. Glory to God. And pour it out, Lord, a flooding of your spirit upon your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let us ever be in your presence. Let us ever be your presence, Lord. Let us ever be your presence. Thank you, Father. Now, as always, Lord, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light. Glory to God. And let that light shine in our hearts today to bring understanding. Even as it is said, Lord, in your word in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just feel the moving of your presence here today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord, he promised some things for us. In the last days, he said, glory to God. According to the book of Joel, chapter 2, 28 and 29. And also Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. He says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Glory to God. Upon my handmaidens, servants and all, in those days will I pour out of my spirit, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are looking for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read a few scriptures, say a few words, and see what the Lord will release upon us today. Thank you, Jesus. There is a gathering of a spiritual storm, not the other kind of storm, but it's a gathering. There's something brewing right now in the spirit. And wonder if you can feel it. Glory to God. It's right here for us in the name of Jesus. Now the Lord is going to pour out his spirit upon us from on high. The wilderness will become a fruitful tree. And the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. According to the words of Isaiah 32. And verse 15, the work of righteousness even shall be peace. Effect of righteousness, break forth quietness and assurance upon his people. And I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Do you know, we are almost at the end of this year, 1 week away from the last day of this year. Glory to God. And, you know, it's time to release the floodgates. Let there be an abundance and an overflowing of his presence. Glory to God. It is the joy of the Lord to bless us with his spirit. Glory to God. It is the joy of the Lord to put this kind of glory upon us. We will experience it going through these next few days. Praise the Lord. And if you can believe it, There was a man one time in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. I want to read this unto you this morning. You know, how the prophet Elijah, what he did when he heard in the spirit that rain was coming. Let's see what he did. Book of, 1 Kings chapter 18 from about verse 41 or so. You know, Elijah, he said unto Ahab, glory to God, get thee up and drink, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Well, Elijah heard it. Nobody else heard it. He heard it in his spirit. But what he himself did he do? What exactly did he do? He told Ahab to go and eat and drink. But Elijah himself, did he go and eat and drink? Of course not. You know, Ahab went up to eat and to drink. But Elijah, he went out to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Well, the Lord already told him the rain was coming. You know, you might think, well, the Lord already said the rain is coming. You know, the Lord told him, go show yourself to Ahab. Today I will send rain upon the earth. He already told him that. So what you got to pray for when the Lord already told you? And when you already heard it in the spirit, what you got to pray for? Well, that's exactly when you need to pray. You know, because the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Glory to God. John chapter 16 and 13. And when he shows it to you like that in the spirit, that's when you need to get behind it in prayers. And sometimes you got to pray it down and pray it through. Because don't you think for one moment that just because the Lord said it's coming, then the devil is just going to sit back, relax, and let you have it? No. We see a depiction of the dragon in Revelation 12 waiting, you know, to devour the child as soon as he was born. That's why we got to pray. But I already heard, I can tell you this right now. I heard the sound of abundance of rain, the floodgates opening, the rushing of waters and a mighty rushing wind coming in the spirit. My goodness. And all you got to do, open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will fill it. We're going to be soaking wet. Glory to God. Yeah, this is not a bad rain, you know, but this is a good rain. And I will send you rain, saith the Lord. I will give you rain, not of water, but of my substance and of my spirit, saith the Lord. That's right. It's coming too. Rain of fire. Rain of his spirit. Glory to God. It's time. It is time. Can you hear it? Praise the Lord. An abundance of rain coming, even in the time of famine. Famine for the word of God, of the word of God. Famine of various things, even economic famine, different times. Hardships everywhere. But there's a rain coming. Glory to God. The Lord is the one that appoints and calls the times. He can make something out of nothing. Glory to God. In the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, we're told that God calls those things that are not as though they are. Even there was no rain, he can call the rain. And he can make someone hear it. The prophet, he heard it. But he had to go up and pray. Told the servant, go check it out. It's coming. The man said, I see nothing. You know, sometimes God can make one person see it and hear it, and the other people can see nothing. And it can be discouraging if they say, well, there's nothing coming. There's nothing happening. We are a dry tree here. The land is dry. I guarantee you, it'll be soaking wet. You know, when the Lord is finished with it, because the Lord said, I'm sending you rain. Glory to God. And so he checked it out, came and reported to the man, I see nothing. So Elijah prayed some more. Now, there's a man already opened his mouth and said the rain is coming. You know, what about, you know, if the rain didn't come? Well, you're going to have to make sure it comes. You're going to have to get in there and pray and wrestle, you know, and make sure that the floodgates are open. Glory to God. And it's coming like a rushing mighty river. And he said, check it out. 6-7 times the guy went on the 7th time. Finally, he saw a small cloud, you know, rising out of the sea, it seemed like, in the horizon. It just looked like very little at first, it's, you know, size of a man's hand. And he came and told the prophet, the man of God, said, well, this time I see something, but it's nothing. It's just a little. It looks like a little cloud. Elijah said, well, that's it. That's it right there. That's what we've been waiting for. I don't know how long he prayed in between those times. It might have been hours. But he stood right there. And the next thing you know, there was a sound. The sound that he heard actually changed into a deluge of rain. Praise the Lord. Our God is the God of rain. He sent rain upon the earth, even in time of dryness and all. He sent rain into your heart, spiritual rain. I'm talking multiple things here today, if you can catch it. Now, there is a way that God moves. He showed us the way he moves in Genesis chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2. There's a way that God moves. You know, when he sees a void, well, it's kind of like sometimes our hearts, there's a void, there's a yearning, there's a crying out. And sometimes when the Lord, he sees a chaos and things that are out of order that he doesn't like, first thing is the Holy Spirit must move. He's got to move over the face of the deep. He's got to move too. And so the Lord, we can see the famine and the dryness right now in the land, even economically, even spiritually speaking. But the Lord is calling for an abundance of rain. And I'm hearing the sound of it. In the book of Isaiah chapter 44 and verses 3 and 4, Lord promises of, you know, God gives us this promise of a great outpouring. Hallelujah. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. Glory to God. And my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and so name himself, you know, by the name of Israel. The Lord said, you know, thus said the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me, there is no God. And who, as I, shall call and declare it and set it in order? Even from the time that I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming, the abundance of rain that is coming, who shall come and show it to them? Well, God said the Lord, I have opened your eyes that you may see. I have opened your ears that you may hear. Fear ye not, neither be ye afraid. Have I not told you from that time, and have I not declared it? Well, even ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. There's no other God besides me. I know not any. There is something the Lord will open your ears to hear today. There's something that the Lord will open your eyes to see as well. Whatever you want. Some of you will catch the flame in the spirit. Well, for others, you know, maybe material blessings. You can get both, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And the Lord is going to cause all these other things to overtake you. The book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. There's going to be a rain of righteousness, he said. But we must seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, he said. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And that's the time. The time is now. Every day we must seek the Lord, but occasionally we'll have a dedicated time of consecrated seeking of the Lord together coming up here in the next few days. But now begin to prepare your heart, because the Lord said, not of water, but of my blessings and of my spirit, saith the Lord. Therefore, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Well, you know, bring your vessels also, not a few, and the Lord will pour out, you know, from even the gates of heaven, will pour out a blessing upon us. Spiritually speaking, physically speaking, materially speaking, every which way, because the Lord is beautiful for every situation. You know, it's not only beautiful for, you know, your finances or this and that. It's beautiful to ignite your spirit also. In the book of Psalm 81 and verse 10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide. Ha! Glory to God. And I will fill it. Well, I don't know how much of it you can take. How much of the power of God you can stand. Now, some people can't stand the real power of God. You know. I mean, they like this wishy-washy stuff. And when you preach something that shakes up things, you know, it clutches the knees of the lukewarm and they get out of there in a hurry. You know, but the power of God is coming. Behold, my fan is in my hand, saith the Lord, and I will thoroughly purge my floor. And one of the things he's sending is a fire of his spirit. He said, behold, I baptize you with water, John said. John the Baptist said, but there's one coming after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unlace and tie. Even he, I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. That fire is coming. It's here now if you can receive it. Glory to God. And then, of course, there are other blessings too that the Lord will pour upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Let's do a little bit of review over the next few days by the grace of God. We're in the last week of this year, today. From exactly today, I mean from today, it's exactly 7 days to the end of this year. So we might do some review of all the things the Lord has promised for us to believe the Lord. You know, one man said, Jehoshaphat, he said it. Jehoshaphat, you know, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. He said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. But believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. You got to believe the prophetic word. And today, it is my privilege and honor bring unto you this prophetic release. Glory to God. The opening of the floodgates. Ah. Doors and gates and different things. You know, let me talk about gates a little bit and doors. a gate and a door, you know, can be used to secure things. And, you know, it can be the entrance to something, and it can be the keeping away of something. It works both ways. You go out, you want to come into your house, you go through a door or a gate, maybe your garage door or some other thing, or some gates and stuff like that. It lets you in, it keeps other things out. It may be there to keep out unwanted persons or different things. You know, the devil knows that too, so he sets up various gates and different things to hold people back. You know, barriers and barricades and bars and different things that people put up. You know, those things are there to impede progress or passage. You know, when there's construction out on the roads, they put a barrier there because they don't want you to go through. Block the way, and you have to go take a detour or something. So that barrier and that roadblock is intended to prevent you from going through. That's the purpose of the roadblock. You cannot go through here. No thoroughfare here. You got to find some other way. And then, but what does the Lord, how does the Lord see it when he looks down and sees all the gates, all the brass of iron and bars of iron and different things, gates of brass, you know, that holding the people of God back, you know? What's the Lord going to do about it? Well, he's already done his bit, but we got to get in there and believe the Lord and do our part as well. So today, let me remind you that it is time, you know, for you to rejoice because the Lord has already done it. The psalmist said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Psalm 107 and verse 15. For his goodness, sir, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken, not that he's going to break, he has already broken the gates of brass. And he has already cut asunder those bars of iron. Those bars hold people in. You know, they even have this expression, put people behind bars. You know, and people getting incarcerated. There's another expression for that is put them behind bars. You know, so that they get jammed in, they're held up. They have no freedom. They can't go where they want. And that's what bars and gates and different things are. Spiritually speaking too. Spiritual gates, spiritual bars are there and the devil puts up so we can't go through. But the Spirit of the Lord said in the book of Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10, go through. Glory to God. So we, you know, we are going through. We're not going to let any barriers, roadblocks or what have you stop you. You're going through because your commander in chief says for you to go through. Listen to how he says it in Isaiah 62 and verse 10. And there are some people also that will, you know, lead the charge, you know, and everybody else must also follow and go through. You know, he says, you know, the Lord spoke and said, go through the gates and prepare ye the way of the people. Cast off and cast off the highway. Yeah. You know, you got to build that place out. Let people see there's a way out. You know, gather out the stones and lift up a standard, you know, for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord have proclaimed even to the end of the world, even after this time, you know, he has commanded us to say to his children, behold, thy salvation cometh. And behold, God's reward is with him and his work is before him. And ye, every one of you shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. Now shall be called sought out. Whereas before, you know, from the beginning of this chapter, whereas you are called forsaken, you will now be called sought out. Whereas you are called abandoned and rejected, you will now be called the Lord's favorite. Glory to God. And whereas, you know, you are called alone and despised, the Lord said, well, I delight in you. The lion shall be married. And you be married. You will be married to the Lord and physically too. Glory to God. There are some people that are believing God for that. Well, it's, and hear the wedding bells ringing. Praise God, ringing. And the Lord is setting up, fixing a great blessing for people one time. And remember, this is a review. One time I said, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? You know, when the meals are being prepared in the kitchen and you are somewhere else in the house, sometimes the aroma, you feel the house. And can you smell it? You know, sometimes it's, the aroma can be so attractive that somebody wants to come and say, hey, what you going, what you got there? You know, I say, well, it's not ready yet, but you know, people are already smelling it. Well, the Lord's been cooking up something. Not only can you smell it, but can you taste it? That's right. You know, sometimes the smell of food, you can almost taste it, even when the food hasn't been served. And it's so delicious, you smell, you know, because all of these things, taste, the smell, the ears, eyes, nose, they're all connected. You know, and so sometimes you, it's almost like you can taste it already. Well, he's almost ready to serve it up. And when he does serve it up, he said, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God, according to the book of Joel, chapter 2. Well, it is time for you to eat in plenty. And you know, the Lord, he can also, you know, cause your enemies. Bible says, he has set a table. You know, David said that in John, what do you call it? Psalm 23. He has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Not only he set a table before you in the presence of his enemies, cause your enemies to serve you on that table. That's right. You know, classic story that we've told here. Story of Haman and Mordecai. The greatest of enemies. Because Mordecai wouldn't bow the knee to Haman when he was promoted. So Haman hated him. He wanted to kill him and kill all the Jews too. His friends told him, you're going to kill just this man? Kill them all. It's just one man. Kill all his clan. Kill all his tribe. Kill all the Jews. That's what he wanted to do. But God is the great mastermind. He can take the plans of the enemy, turn them around to become your blessing. And I remind you of the message also called your would-be destiny destroyers. God turning them around to be unwilling destiny helpers. Yeah, they don't want to be, they want to destroy you, but, you know, when God was finished with the story of Haman and Mordecai, well, when God would turn that thing around, came to pass that one night, the angel of the Lord troubled the king, couldn't sleep. That's right. See, God can do anything. Some of those angels go there and trouble the man, take away his sleep, cause him to do something. Because God was fixing to do something else. Took away his sleep, couldn't sleep that night. Called his chamberlains and say, well, I can't sleep. I said, well, shall we bring you a minstrel, play some music? No, I want something to read. Get me something to read. So they brought him something to read. And the angel of the Lord directed his attention to the place where it was written concerning Mordecai, how he had, you know, advised the king of coups that were being plotted in the past and saved them a couple of times. And they, you know, they got those would-be, you know, coup and assassinators, would-be assassinators and all that. They got them arrested. But nothing was ever done for the man that exposed that. So when the king read that, I said, wait a minute. This man that did this is recorded here twice that he did this, saved the life of the king on a couple of occasions. Was there anything ever done for him? They said, no. I said, why not? Well, because the king didn't order it. He said, okay, well, I'm going to do something about it right now. See, God took away his sleep, caused him to go read something. And of all things, that's what he would read. And when he said, oh, I'm going to do something about it, I said, who's in the court? In the meantime, Haman had come in, wanting to come and, you know, get a commandment from the king to destroy all the Jews. And God timed it perfectly because he will make your enemies serve you on that table. The very man that came in to destroy them, he was the one that was in the court. When he said, who's in the court? You didn't need anybody in the court. You could have called any of these chamberlains. And he said, who is in the courthouse? You know, and he said, well, you know, say it's Haman. Ah, Haman, the beloved guy. Come on in. So the king asked him, well, you know, when the king desires to bless somebody, you know, somebody I really want to bless, what shall I do? Tell me. So Haman thinking, well, who else will it be other than me? I'm the only one that the queen invited to this banquet at all. So I didn't know that God was setting him up, you know, and he said, well, this is what the king must do because he thinks it's, you know, this blessing is for him. Well, the king should give this man his royal apparel. Are you kidding? The king, you know, everything the king used to wear, even his ring, his crown, his horse, his chariot, everything. Give it to this man. My goodness. The king say, really? Say, yeah. I mean, you say you want to bless the man. You know, so sure. And, you know, let it be known throughout the region that this is the man you have exalted. And it's your chosen one. Let it be known. In fact, tell the whole world, the whole region, everybody, bow the knee to him and so on. Because you want to exalt him, right? Because he's thinking, he said, this Mordecai didn't bow the knee. He's going to bow now. You know, proclaim. Tell him to bow the knee. He can say, all right. Is there anything else? Yeah, he thought of some more things. He piled it on, even his chariot and so on. Say, okay. Are you done? Is that it? He said, yeah. Okay, cool. Now you go see to it and do everything that you said. Diminish nothing. Do as you have said to that Mordecai. Glory to God. If that doesn't make your head spin, I don't know what will. The very man that came in to get a decree to destroy them, he was the one that pronounced that blessing and piled it on for Mordecai. And he ended up being the one that bowed the knee to Mordecai after all. Praise the Lord. The Lord will turn those would-be destiny destroyers to unwilling destiny helpers. They'd be. Same story with the brothers of Joseph and Joseph. They wanted to destroy him, kill him. You know, we'll see what will become of his dreams now. Plans were to destroy his destiny. Kill him, of course. Even among them, God raised up a destiny's helper. I said, well, what do you need to kill him for? Just put him over here because he wanted to come and save him later. But before he was gone, another would-be destiny destroyer said, well, you know what? Here's a caravan of slave traders coming. If we're not going to kill him, then let's just send him far away. Away from us. He wants to be ruler over us. Well, we'll send him to a foreign land. We'll see how he'll be ruler over us there. And so they sent him sold him away, connived, and tricked his dad that he was killed. Put blood over his coat and everything. Well, they were would-be destiny destroyers. I say would-be because they can't destroy your destiny. But they wanted to. You know, Numbers 23 and 23 says there's no enchantment or no divination that can work against you. No weapon that's formed against you. Isaiah 54, 17. We read these things yesterday. I mean, through this last main series we just finished. Job 5 and 12. All the devices of the wicked against you. God will frustrate them. You know, Isaiah 44 and, you know, and 24. I'm the Lord. I frustrate the tokens of the liars and so on. So they planned it. They sent him away. But all their plans, they were destroying him, only pushing him closer to his destiny. Even Potiphar's wife connived against him. Said, framed him for something he didn't do. Got him sent to prison. She was another would-be destiny destroyer. But again, pushing him only toward his destiny. If he hadn't gone to prison, he wouldn't have met the baker and the butler. At best, he would continue to be the chief of the servants in Potiphar's house. You know, but God so timed it that during the time that he was in prison, the king, Pharaoh, also was displeased with two of his servants, sent them over there. The favor of God always with Joseph. You can't shake it, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot shake that favor. Can't do it. Devil put you in prison, doesn't matter. Favor of God, come out. On. So the moment he arrived in that prison, the ward, the warden, and everybody else just loved him. Appointed him to be chief among all the prisoners. He wasn't campaigning for it, but the favor of God was upon him. Even in the dungeon, favor of God was still upon him. You know, and made him to be chief. And they gave him a roster, you know, gave him access to everybody's cells. He can go around, talk to the people. He only had that privilege. Nobody else could do it. And during his rounds, he met these two people that had been sent by Pharaoh. And he would chat them up every day. One day, hey, he noticed that their countenances were falling. There was something in Joseph's heart, too. There's a sensitivity and a kindness in his heart, which also helped him toward that. If he hadn't said, why are your countenances falling today? He would never have heard their dreams and so on and so forth. Just a lot of things that God arranged. God, the great arranger. And finally, you know the end of the story. One day, even after another 2 years of, you know, languishing away there, well, the man that he said, well, when you are restored, speak a good word for me. Because you have the, I mean, you know, the cupbearer, he has the king's ears. When he put wine in his cup and the king is merry, you can say something, you know. Even Nehemiah said, well, I'm the cupbearer, you know, maybe I can say something to the king. Maybe he will give me favor. Say something. He didn't. For 2 years, he said nothing. But again, the Lord used that to time it perfectly. If the man had come out of prison immediately and had told the king, well, I met a man in prison that can interpret dreams and do these things and so forth, it would have meant nothing to the king, because the king had no such need. So God timed it perfectly. 2 years later, somehow, God wanting to bring this man out and fulfill the word that he has shown him for many years now and put him on top of everything, causes the king to have a dream. And a difficult dream that nobody else could understand. And after this challenged all the magicians, the soothsayers and the wise men and everybody, nobody could figure it out. And the butler, who was in the palace too, heard it all, said, oh my God. I remember my fault this day. Such and such and such. I tell you, King, as this young Hebrew boy, you know, he can interpret dreams. interpreted the dream to your servant and, you know, the baker. I remember when you were angry with us, cast us into prison. The way he said, befell him and befell me. If the king shall call this man, he will tell the king his dream, interpretation and all. You know, so they brought Joseph, hurriedly cleaned him up, and you know the rest of the story. In one day, God opened up all the floodgates, broke all the gates and different things, bars that were holding him in, got him out of there. From the prison to the throne. Same day. Glory to God. I am Pharaoh, and you are Joseph. And no one will lift a finger in Egypt and all places of my dominion except by you. And when he was promoted, at the end of the day, his brothers did bow. They meant to destroy him, but they bowed. And anybody that tried to destroy you, they will bow. You don't even need to worry about it. You just walk in the light. Walk in the integrity of your heart like Joseph did. And God will fix it. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the encouraging messages that you have heard on this platform. I'm going to be bringing and reviewing it with you for the rest of this year. But today, I remind you also that God says that he's opening the floodgates and bringing something. There are several promises of pouring out his spirit. He has given us in the word of God. And it is time, you know, for us to enter in. Praise God. I say, let the floodgates be opened. Open ye the gates. You know, the Lord commanded in the heavens and said in his word, open ye the gates. The righteous nation may go in. Well, who is this righteous nation? Isaiah chapter 26 verse 2. Open ye the gates. The righteous nation we keepeth truth may enter in. Well, anyone that keepeth the truth, that walks in the integrity of his heart and walks in the light, you know, and escheweth evil in his, you know, in his heart and so forth, and will not take up any condemnation against his neighbor, but we treat everybody in the fairness of, you know, the ways and so forth. Well, his hands are clean. Bible says, who shall ascend? Well, even he has a pure heart and clean hands. Well, those are the ones that are keeping the truth. Well, they will enter in when the gates are open. Glory to God. So, God is opening the gates for you today. And I ask you this. It's a question I'm going to ask you today, and I'm going to pray. I want to release by the grace of God. You know, when you open the floodgates, you release the flood that's coming. You know, it's like they put up a dam, you know, for some of these massive rivers that they use for producing electricity, Colorado and different rivers and so forth. And sometimes, you know, sometimes in the year, they open up the dam, and my goodness, you know, the flooding just comes, you know, but it's designed that way. And then, you know, I ask us this also, can you experience what God is doing here? Praise the Lord. I want to read this scripture unto us, and I'm going to pray. In the book of Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 14. It's a, you know, it's a scripture of sorts. And we're talking about the rain of God's substance, the rain of his fire. Well, let's see, you know, who can ascend into his holy place? A question asked. Well, here's another question here, you know, for you. Praise the Lord. Can you do it? You know, can you dwell, you know, among the devouring fire? He said, well, you know, who among us can do that? And I want to say Are you able to do that? So let's read it together in Isaiah 33. Who among us shall be able to dwell in the midst of that devouring fire? Can you do it? It says, that devouring fire, who among us can dwell with the everlasting burnings? Well, what's the answer? Well, let's ask it and let's answer it. The question is, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Now, who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Who among us can experience the fire of his presence and stay there? That's what he's saying, dwell. Well, he that walketh righteously, he gives the answer, and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, and that will not shake his hand with the bribing of bribes and so on, and stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and, you know, backbiting and all this, and he won't do it. Doesn't want to hear things that don't concern him. Shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Even he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. Glory to God. Even by walking in integrity of your heart. I'm going to pray now, and I pray that by these words that the Lord will cause a release for you. Glory to God. Now, there may have been some gates, two kinds of gates that I want to release today. Gates that are holding you back. They must be shattered and broken in pieces. Bars of iron that have got you jammed in. Well, they shall be broken in pieces also. And then there's also spiritual gates that will open. Cause a flooding come in your soul. And you know, one time, the Lord showed me this. I saw it. You know, like a parable, he said. And I saw these giant gates and swinging wide open. And I thought, well, my goodness, the gates are open. Let's go through. And then the next thing I know, the gates are closing. And there's these giant springs. You know, these springs were designed to, when you open the door, the springs will just close it again. You can't keep the door open. You got to find, you know, a door stopper or something. And I wonder in my heart, I say, well, what are these gates and what be these springs? You know, that keep closing the door after it has been opened. And the Lord said, you know, these are the gates that the righteous people must enter through and receive the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord shall be in their head. And when they pass through these gates, well, what meaning then these springs that keep closing, you know, the gates? He said, well, because of their unbelief and their hands not being clean. And those will close the gates again. Oh, my goodness. So, Lord, first of all, I pray, let our hearts be pure and our hands clean, even on here today. If you have anything in your heart against any, forgive. That's number one. And release them. You know, when we hold things over their people's heads, like gates too, got to release them. Whosoever sins you remit or release, are released from it. And I pray, Lord, teach us that even today. Now, let the hands of the people be strengthened and their minds to understand this release that we bring and declare today. The voice on the heralding of good tidings I bring unto you today by the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I will give you rain, not of water, but of my substance, saith the Lord. Glory to God. And of my spirit too. Reigning spirit upon us. Now, first and foremost, Lord, I pray that we receive a moving and abundance of your spirit. For the Holy Spirit must move over the chaos. Now to bring order like no one can. He can do that. Holy Spirit, he will do it too. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the Holy Spirit move in our hearts today. There's a feeling and a whirling even now of the Spirit of God. Wheels turning within wheels. Even in our hearts now. Say, did not our heart burn within us? Yeah. It's a burning in the heart of the people now. Those that will believe it. And I pray the flood gates be opened. In the name of Jesus. We're in your presence, Lord. Open the flood gates. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Cause us to enter in. Who among you, he said, can dwell in that with everlasting burnings? With the devouring fire, can you do it? Yeah, by your grace. Jesus said, well, can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? He said, yeah, can do it. He said, yeah, you will do it. And so, Lord, we receive the baptism of fire. Glory to God. You know, that ignites our hearts constantly. Ignite the flame and rekindle the fire in our souls. Light the fire in our soul even today. In the name of Jesus. And then all things, other things will be added unto you, saith the Lord. Now, Lord, I come against the gates that I held the people back. Bars of iron and different things that hold people down, that I'm jammed in, keeping them behind bars. You cannot hold down the Spirit of God. God is a spirit, cannot be put behind bars. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Spirit of God transform us into the spirit realm. And we will look and we will see things in the spirit. And as God called forth things which are not, as though they already were, even so we call forth the things that are not yet visible, but that we have heard and seen in the spirit. An abundance of rain. We hear it. We hear the sound. And we see it. Bring it forth for your people, Lord. Even these next 7 days. As we close out this year. Oh my goodness. If you can believe it, you can step into it. Thank you, Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear, the spirit of unbelief. You know, the uncleanness of hands. So these are the things. That those springs that causing the door that was open to close again. Cause your people to go through, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We will go through. And I shall know evil before anyone. It's next 7 days. But you will experience something. Because the Lord will make a quick short walk. Got 7 days left. Say ye not in your heart, there are 4 months left. In the year or 7 days or this and that. Say not, even the harvest is past and we are not yet saved and all of that. The Lord said, I will do a new thing. I will cause rivers even in the desert. Shall you not know it? And before they spring forth, I will tell you. And I'm telling you of it now. This abundance and the sound of rain is coming and I can hear it in the spirit. And it is coming for you. Glory to God. It's coming for you. The Lord will surround you, compass you about, with favor as with a shield. It's coming for you. Praise God. Because your heart is open toward Him. Now, some of you today that are going to experience in the next 7 days a tremendous rain.
Rain of fire. Rain of favor, rain of miracles coming your way. It's soaking wet, if you can believe it. Because our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. If you can think it, He can outdo it. So think it, glory to God. Think and speak it. And believe God and doubt it not. And you shall have. Jesus said, whatsoever you saith. Unto you, Lord, be the glory and the praise for your children. Even here today, we thank you. Thank you for this season that we are in. A season of joy. Great tidings of good glad tidings of great joy we bring, the angel said. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill toward men. Cause our hearts all always, Lord, to give you first glory, the highest, even in this season, before we think of the goodwill, the giving of gifts and so forth. First, glory to God in the highest. Now, Lord, bless your people today. That there be a release. And I declare prophetically today, that there will be a release. There shall be showers of blessing. And we had some sprinkles, and that was great. And we thank you, Lord, for those sprinkles. But now we want a deluge of your presence and deluge of your spirit, power of your blessings to come upon us and overtake us in Jesus' name. While you are planting, you'll be reaping. Say the former and the latter rain together. The one that's planting will be overtaken by the reaper. Before you even think, I'm still planting. Well, God is already giving you the harvest to reap. And as you open up your heart and bless others, God will bless you already, even before you can turn around. I haven't even finished planting and already you are harvesting. Praise God. Together in the first month, we'll do it too. I pray in this next 7 days, to close out this year, you will experience something. God will show you a token for good. You've been believing God. You've heard many things on this platform. We'll review some of them too. But the Lord will show you a token for good. It is here. It is time to believe. Now, bless the name of the Lord your God, everybody. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.